Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, on behalf of the European Union and its member states, I would like to sort of echo the interventions from my colleagues from Germany. Maybe we should look at the preamble altogether. Maybe we could look at the text, the initial text first, because otherwise we are, I mean, even myself, I know the topics and it's not easy to jump directly into these comments. When I look at the preamble, the initial text, I think there is one element missing, and this is our proposal of the EU and its member states, is to clarify the scope. So there are different sentences, considering, they all address one particular aspect, the need for international transport by rail, the need to increase east-west rail transport, the need to standardize, it is essential to competitiveness, but there's nothing on the scope. And for us, this is really, really important. So what we suggest is to insert a dedicated recital in the preamble dealing exclusively with the scope, and then we can maybe first note the existence of COTIF and SIM and SMGS, note that therefore these regimes do not apply on the entire journey, and then that this convention will fill a gap in the international regulation for this purpose. When the other two regimes do not apply on the Eurasian rail freight corridors. So that would be our proposal, and then we can look at the details. Thank you.